December 11, watch, watch, watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Mark 13:35-37. It is the time now when we cannot for a moment take the spiritual eye from Christ Jesus. His admonition to us is, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Is there one professed Christian who needs not the warning and whose heart will not bear watching? The heart must be kept with all diligence under constant watchfulness. Watch the stealthy approach of the enemy. Watch against old habits and natural inclinations, lest they exert themselves. Force them back and watch. Force them back, if needed be, 100 times. Watch the thoughts, watch the plans, lest they become selfish and self-centered. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Watch over the souls whom Christ has purchased with his own blood. Watch for opportunities to do them good. Like Mary, you need to sit at the feet of Jesus to learn of him, having chosen that better part which shall never be taken from us. Like Martha, we need to be ever abounding in the work of the Lord. The higher Christian attainments can be reached only by being much on our knees in sincere prayer. One fiber of the root of selfishness remaining in the soul will spring up when least expected, and thereby will many be defiled. We are in an enemy's country. He who was cast out of heaven has come down with great power. With every conceivable artifice and device, he is seeking to take souls captive. Unless we are constantly on guard, we shall fall an easy prey to his unnumbered deceptions. We are stewards entrusted by our absent Lord with the care of his household and his interests, which he came to this world to serve. He has returned to heaven, leaving us in charge, and he expects us to watch and wait and prepare for his coming. Let us be faithful to our trust, lest coming suddenly he find us sleeping.